Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
Welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host Landon Vargo, and I am here with my co-host Bryant Wagner.
Sup, peeps?
How's it going?
So it's been a solid week.
2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks.
Man, I lost track of time.
I know you have. It's
Holy
been two
shit.
Weeks.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you've drank since then.
Absolutely.
Speaking of drinks, we are sipping on some Hotel Tango bourbon whiskey.
Oh, it's so good.
And we got a little bit of a mixer with some Coke Zero in it, you know, trying to keep down those calories.
Like, I definitely need to do that, my fat ass over here.
Yeah. So that's what we're slipping on. And just to go ahead and let you know ahead of time, if we offend anybody out there that is listening,
we don't give a shit. So, we don't care.
Nope,
not at all.
Don't care.
So fuck you. Stop listening.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell your mom because she told you you're special.
Your mom told you you were a pansy. We love you. But
yeah. Well,
pansy
well,
ass.
No, because they always say you're special.
Yeah. I was special ed.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they drive the short bus. Beep, beep.
Hey, I rode the short bus.
Oh, that's cool. No wonder. So you're like the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Always am. Always am.
So anyway, moving on. Last episode, we were talking about the Indianapolis State Fair.
Yep, it's coming up.
Starting out in August.
August 1st, right?
August
2nd?
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 2nd through the 18th.
Okay. Okay.
Minus 2 days. So
next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday it opens up. Looking forward to it. And like we said last episode, we were planning on going to be out there on August 7th for, actually come to find out, it's not just Military Day, but also for first responders.
Oh, no shit.
So if you are a first responder, nurse, police officer, firefighter, bring your credentials. And I know for a fact you at least get in for parking for free or a reduced price, but I know it's a major discount.
Okay.
Either way, it's a major discount.
Very cool.
So it's not just, even though they call it Military Day, it also includes first responders. So if you are a first responder, i.e. nurse, firefighter, police officer, bring your credentials. Humana. You get what I'm saying, you fucking dick.
I love you.
So moving on from there, so I found it absolutely entertaining.
Okay. Enlighten me.
Being a person that likes to watch like TikTok videos and stuff like that.
Sure.
Come to find out, you know what the new standard is?
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, I know, right?
Isn't that fucked up?
It's 2024, man.
Yeah, 2024, and I guess butt stuff is the new standard. So I was actually talking to a person at our place of work.
Have you had your fart box tongue punched?
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny any allegations at this time, but
I'm going to tongue punch fart box.
But no, I was talking to a female.
Yeah.
At our place of work, and what actually got me to want to Google this is that she had told me, she was like, "Yeah, I don't understand. Actually, I think she already signed a waiver."
Did she?
Yeah.
We've only had two sign a waiver.
Which ones?
Amy and Brooke.
Oh, so it was Brooke. Yeah, it was Brooke. So I can go ahead and name drop.
You can't use her name. Name drop.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was Brooke Filbert. All right. She was at at work, and she was sitting there telling me how when, you know, some guys were trying to holler at her, but they were, one of the pickup lines was, "Hey, I would like to really rail your ass," or something along those lines, "and I'd like to run a train on you."
That's not a pickup line. That's like,
yeah,
harsh.
No, but that's like, that's legit what she said his pickup line was.
That's a horrible pickup line. Do better.
Yeah.
Men out there, if you're listening to this, fucking do better on your pickup lines. That's bullshit.
Yeah, you don't pick up a girl by saying, "Hey, nice ass, can I stick it in your butt?" Yeah, that's not going to work.
No. Well, it might, depending on the person.
Well,
but,
I mean, yeah. I mean, now, mind
not for
you,
most women.
Now, mind you, if you want like some like easy sleazy,
Lemon cheesy?
By all means, approach her and say, hey, you want to go home and fuck like a gutter slut, and it might work. But I'm just going to go ahead and let you know.
Most women are going to hold that freak for a little bit.
9.9% out of 10.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
Do better.
Yeah. Anyway. Wow. Come to find out. But yeah, so that led me to believe. So I started Googling, and I guess like, yeah. And then plus on that movie Chips.
Hopefully he was going to use protection.
The most recent Chips movie came out a few years back.
Never seen it.
Actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's got Dax Shepard in it.
Oh, I love Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. And anyway, it said, yeah, butt stuff is a new standard.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Well, I hope he was going to use protection. And I'm glad Brooke said no.
Yeah.
Or at least said fuck no. Yeah. Hopefully said fuck no.
Well, it's either that or a cross between people like that or old dudes is what she told me.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's special.
I know. So now every time I see her, I'm like, hey, you know, I could, you know, hook you up with old Grandpa McCheesy or something like that, you know?
Wow. Men have gotten, I mean.
Bold.
Very bold. Yeah. I mean, we're men, like, but where's that's
the,
bold.
Like, where's the romantics at these days?
What the fuck are you talking about romantics? You have zero romantics.
Well, I know, but that's just me. But you
wouldn't walk up to a woman and be like, hey, I'm sticking in your ass, let's go have a train.
I mean, come on, I'm classy.
You are classy.
I'm a classy bitch.
You are absolutely, you know? You're a bougie classy bitch.
I am a bougie classy bitch. You know, like, I like getting pedicures, manicures, you know.
Those
like,
are fun, though.
Oh, my God. Like,
but who says...
I just won't get the French tips, though.
Yeah, you should.
No.
If Adam can do it, you can do it.
I'm not doing it.
If Mind Pump can do it, you can do it.
Nope.
You should. You got the muscles for it.
I'm a little bit more bougie than that. Oh, which reminds me. So we had just gotten done moving on away from the butt stuff conversation, because I know that's going to be a topic of conversation between our listeners and their friends. How much you want to bet?
Oh, I'm not putting any money on it. I know it will be a topic of conversation.
I guarantee you everybody who listens to this is going to start talking to the person sitting next to them that's listening to this, and they're going to talk about butt stuff.
Hey, do you do butt stuff?
Hey, psst. I don't want to admit, but this guy is right. Do you do butt stuff?
If you do... So do I.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, before we started filming this episode, or excuse me, recording this episode, I went ahead and I recorded video for my Kickstarter campaign for Crimson Buffalo Food Company. And it also features our good friend Bryant in here doing a taste test for one of our burgers, or yes, one of my burgers.
Yes.
And once I get that video edited and attached to the campaign, it's actually hopefully going to go live by this weekend.
Fingers crossed. Oh my gosh, that burger was so good. And so freaking good.
Now, mind you, this is the second time Bryant has had that burger, and he said that it is actually better this time than he had the last time.
It was. It was better than I had last time, and I will honestly argue. So I've had a lot of burgers in my time. 317 Burger here in Indianapolis in Broad Ripple. They have a peanut butter and spicy jam burger that up until today was my all-time favorite burger. I love the flavors. I love the combination. The burger that I had today, and even last time, but the burger that I had today... the combination of sweet, sharp, spicy, salt across the board, absolutely fucking phenomenal. I mean, the meat was, it was a medium well. It was perfectly medium well, juicy, crisp onions. Like, I could go on and speak. I'm a fat kid. I could go on and speak about food, but oh my gosh, it was so good. Yeah. I loved it. Loved every bite of it. I wish I had three or four more of them.
Yeah. So mind you, that is hopefully going to be going live this weekend. By this weekend, you can go ahead and check our Facebook page, Twitter pages from Bryant and I both. Well, excuse me, I should be correct. It's called X.
X.
Formerly known as Twitter. That's so stupid. He should have just left it Twitter. Because everybody still calls it Twitter.
Yep. I'm going to tweet. I'm going to X.
And also, I will be posting stuff on my personal Instagram account. If you're not friends with me on Instagram, I'm sorry.
you should be.
You should be.
You're missing out.
Even though I probably won't accept you because I don't know you. If I know you, I'll probably accept you. But eventually there will be a Crimson Buffalo Food Company Instagram account where everybody can join.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
I can't wait for that to be to come up.
Yeah.
My gosh, that food was so good.
So check it out. And with your help, that can become a reality by June of 2025.
Woohoo! Fingers crossed on that one.
All right. So moving on from that.
I got a couple things here for you.
Yes.
Of course, I've got some would you rathers.
I love those.
I know you do. I got a couple would you rathers here.
They make me happy.
So we'll do, normally I would save these for later. We're going to do a couple of would you rathers to start off our episode this morning. Would you rather be constantly sticky or constantly itchy? So you're like, you know, tapping yourself and you're just like super glue all the fucking time, or you just have a scratch, an itch, you just can't stop scratching. Which would you rather be?
I'd rather be itchy.
Yeah?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm constantly itchy right now as it is.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, because...
I mean, I don't want to see you scratching your balls or your ass. Like, that's just weird.
I mean, it is what it is. If I have to scratch my ass, I'm going to fucking do it.
All right.
But no, like, no, honest, real talk, though. So I would totally rather be itchy because I do. I have psoriasis. It's not a crazy case of psoriasis, but whenever I do have like a small little breakout, I mean, it itches.
Sure.
I'm not gonna lie, and I'm constantly itchy.
Sure.
But I know how to just tune it out.
Sure.
When we're at our place of work, I have areas.
I've seen you scratch your ass.
It happens.
I know, but I've seen you scratch your ass.
Yeah. Who doesn't scratch your ass?
Me.
Bullshit.
I don't.
Bullshit.
I've never once at our place of work.
Lies.
Never once at our place of work. Whatever. It's my arms and everything that itch more than anything.
Regardless.
And this.
I mean, everybody has a wedgie and they have to fucking scratch your ass to get the fucking wedgie out.
Nope, not in public. I might do it in the bathroom, but not in public.
Well, I guess I have no shame in my game. I just don't care. If I got to pull out a wedgie, I'm going to pull out a damn wedgie.
But, hey, this would be another one that we've actually agreed upon. I would much rather be itchy than sticky, because especially with wearing clothes. Like, I don't feel like I could wear clothes.
No.
Because they would constantly be, like, suction cup to
your body. Yeah. Or, I mean, hell, if anybody wants an idea of what that's like, put a little tiny bit of maple syrup in your palms.
Yep.
And then rub them together so it creates friction and heat.
Yep.
And they get really sticky, and then pull it away, and then let it dry and cool off, and then just close your hands and open them up.
Although,
and then that would just be the similarity of what it would be like to be sticky all the time.
Although I do like, it's a sensory thing for me, and I don't know why I like it.
I know, you like to put glue in your hands.
I do. Like when you were in elementary school, you put Elmer's glue in your hands, and you just clap your hands together until they become like, you know, you can peel. I like that peeling part. I like that. So like, if I could be sticky, but I could peel, I'd be okay with that. But if I couldn't be sticky and it not peel off, and I was just constantly just like, when is this gonna, you know, harden up a little bit? I'd be annoyed.
You know, you're absolutely special.
I know.
And I'm pretty sure you probably ate glue.
No, I never ate glue.
Okay, so you didn't eat glue?
No, never.
So you probably rolled your turds into little balls and made them into, covered with glitter?
No.
So you could make Christmas ornaments, right?
No, never did that either.
I don't know, you're pretty special.
Never did that either. But I do like, I mean, come on, you did that when you were in elementary school. I know you did. Everybody did.
Yeah, the only way I did that is if I accidentally got glue on my hands.
You never purposefully put it on your hands and just.
No, absolutely ever? Not.
All right. Well, no. I'd like to hear from our listeners because I know I'm not the only one out there. Now, I may be the only one out there now as a 33-year-old man that still does that every now and then. But I'd like to know who else did that, because I know I'm not the only one out there that has done that. Well, fine. Yeah, we agree. Rather be itchy. Let us know. listeners, let us know, would you rather be itchy or sticky all the time? Second one, this one's just kind of, it's silly, but similar characters, different superhero universes. Would you rather be Iron Man or Batman?
You know, that's a really good question because they're both pretty similar.
I know. The billionaire, playboy, philanthropist. They're literally the same person.
And they're smart as shit.
Yep, and they're human.
They basically make their own weapons.
Absolutely.
The only difference is Batman didn't make an Iron Man outfit, but at the same time, he's got different Batman outfits.
Correct.
Yeah. That could possibly be the equivalence of an Iron Man outfit.
Well, that's not true. Batman didn't make an Iron Man kind of sort of suit to battle Superman.
In the movie.
Well, even in the comic books.
I didn't read that comic
book. I know you didn't. You didn't read The Dark Knight Returns, Volume 1. Or Volume 2. I'm sorry.
I've read Dark Knight Returns, but not that one.
Yeah. Right. Dark Knight Returns, Volume 2. The graphic novel.
Sorry, folks. This is our inner nerd coming out.
Absolutely it is. But would you rather be Iron Man or Batman? Basically the same person. One's extremely dark. One's a little bit of a smartass.
I would definitely go with Iron Man then because I'm more of a smartass than a dark person.
Yeah, and I'm... Okay, fair enough.
I'm not dark.
I want to be Batman. I have a dark side. I don't show it often.
I think you're a wannabe dark side.
I mean, that's fair, but I still, like... I would choose Batman.
You want to be the darkness. You want to be that dark, mysterious person off in the shadows.
I want to be able to talk like this all the time.
Yeah, I want to stick 9 hard inches.
Yes, yes, that. Yes. No, like
no, the sorry, but I'm more of the party goer.
You are
outgoing party goer, like flashy. Yeah. You know, like I'd have to go that route.
I'd rather be Batman because the mixed martial arts training, the brilliance, the technology that he's got, now granted, Iron Man has a lot of the same things, but like, minus the mixed martial arts part.
Yeah,
like he's got a little bit of it, but the amount of training and the strength.
Yeah.
That Batman has.
Right.
All day, Batman.
Yep.
I'd go for that one.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I definitely have to go Iron Man on that one just because of my personality traits compared to him.
Yep. I could see that.
Yep.
I've also got a couple of did you knows.
What's that?
If you're interested.
Yeah, go for it.
So you're a cook. You like to cook. You like to be in the kitchen and do that. I didn't know this, and maybe you did. The folds in a chef's hat, you know, the big white ones or whatnot.
Yeah, a toque.
Yep. If there are 100 folds.
Or excuse me, a toque.
Toque. Toque. Yeah. The if there are 100 folds in a chef's hat, that represents the 100 ways that you can cook an egg.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I did not know that either.
I was looking it up. I was watching a video on TikTok the other day, and there was a chef that was on there, and he had his toque on and he was talking and it got me, he said something about eggs and I don't remember what he said with that, but yeah, it got me interested, so I went and looked it up and sure enough, yeah, 100, if there are 100 like little folds in the hat, it represents the number of the 100 different ways that you can cook an egg, which I didn't know there were 100 different ways to cook an egg.
I'm Googling that right now.
You don't believe me?
No, I totally believe you, but I'm just like, holy shit, I never know that. Well, I mean, to be honest, who's the only person that you ever met, or not even met, but have seen wearing a toque?
I mean, nobody.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, pretty much. That's really
yeah,
really
that's pretty it. Much it. But, and then obviously the characters on the Disney movie Ratatouille.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, if you still wear a toque, then... Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So you should get a toque. Do you know the 100 different ways to cook an egg?
I do not.
You should figure out the 100 different ways to cook an egg and then proceed to make them for me and I will happily eat them.
How about no, Scott?
You don't want to cook 100 eggs?
No.
It's only one egg.
Yeah, no.
And they're...
Nope.
I mean, you can just get out a whole bunch of plates and...
No.
Boop, boop, boop. How about no, Scott? Okay?
How about no?
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
No.
Oh, wow. That took a hard turn.
Yeah.
Real quick. Jeez. Yeah,
absolutely not. You know what? For even suggesting that, I really hope that you get a flat tire on your way home.
Really? I got to go pick my dog up.
Well, Well, fuck your dog.
No, I love my dog.
No, like legit, fuck your dog.
No, that's bestiality. That's gross. I'm not doing that. Absolutely not.
You know, oh, speaking of, and I have no idea why I even looked this up, but I just get random hairs up my ass. Get it? Butt stuff.
All right.
So I had a random hair up my ass, and I don't know what in the world I was thinking about looking this up.
I'm curious.
But I Googled it.
Okay.
And that's why I should probably never join Jeopardy, because I am pretty smart when it comes to random shit.
I would love to see you on Jeopardy. I bet other people would put you to shame.
Probably.
But anyway, continue.
I guarantee you I'd be a good competition.
I bet you are a gentlemanly $20 that you wouldn't.
At least a good competition?
A good competition. I bet you $20 that you wouldn't.
Well, if I ever get on that show, then we'll bet. the waiting line is very long.
That's true. We have proof, though. I have evidence here of this.
Recorded. If I ever get on Jeopardy, Bryant and I are going to bet each other $20 that I am actually a decent competitor. Don't have to win.
But a decent competitor.
But a decent competitor.
That's valid. That's fair.
All right. Fair enough.
So what were you saying about the...
You know, I totally lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Fuck. What was I going
to
talk
about? I don't remember. I'd have to go back and listen. I don't remember.
So we're talking about... I don't even remember what we're talking about.
I mean, it led into Jeopardy, whatever we were talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, listeners. We got off on a tangent.
Yeah. Blame Brian.
Yeah. Sorry. Secret squirrel, but shiny moment. I do have one other, and this one was actually kind of interesting. It's not really a did you know, but it's kind of cool. Did you know that alpacas were the original inventor of the haktua?
Are you sure it was an alpaca or was it a llama?
No, it was an alpaca.
Are you sure? Or was it a camel? Because they spit too.
It was an alpaca.
Watch out. It's a camel. Watch out. They spit.
It's an alpaca. You want to know how I know?
Yeah. Well, please enlighten me.
Yeah. Because I watched an episode of Wild Kratts with my son the other day, and they were talking about alpacas.
Wild what?
Wild Kratts. Have you never seen Wild Kratts?
What the fuck is Wild
You should Kratts? Totally have your children watch Wild Kratts. It's absolutely
what
phenomenal.
Is Wild Kratts?
Did you ever watch Zaboomafoo as a kid?
No.
Do you even know what Zaboomafoo is?
No.
Okay, cool. So back in the late 90s.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but here comes Brian's most nerdy moment when he talks about anything that nobody else cares about. Go ahead.
No, this is not a most nerdy moment. No, if you wanted the most nerdy moment, I could go on and on about Superman and DC Comics. But no, so back in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a show on the WB that was called Zaboomafoo, and it had these two brothers, Chris and Martin Kratt. And their mascot, so to speak, was a leaping lemur. His name was Zaboomafoo. And they would go on these creature adventures and wild adventures of learning about animals and learning about different things related to animals, their abilities, their strengths, their weaknesses, their habitats that they lived in. It was really cool. So they stopped doing Zaboomafoo and have since transitioned into more of a part live action, part...
Why did they stop?
That's a great question, of which I don't have an answer for. I couldn't tell you. I didn't look too deep into that. But they transitioned from this all live action show to live action, part live action, part cartoon, where they still do the same things. They go on creature adventures. They go and learn about different animals and wildlife and other things. But in their cartoon portion of this, they become essentially like superheroes almost, and they have suits that give them the powers, or what they say, creature powers, of each animal that they interact with. So if they're interacting with a lion or they're talking about a lion, they get the creature powers of that. So they go on adventures of creature rescues, saving them from natural disasters or from deforestation or something along those lines. Or they have to save them from villains that are trying to kill them or get their eggs to make food out of them or various things like that. It's really, really cool. Very informative. So anyway, I learned that about the alpaca part, and that has that
outstanding.
Yeah,
that is actually pretty influential.
I know. You should watch it with your kids.
Uh, I probably won't.
It would help you with Jeopardy. It most certainly would help you with Jeopardy.
Dude, how would I... You know, I watch plenty of Discovery Channel as it is.
You should, yeah, but you should really watch this because it's memorable, number one. And number two, I can tell you it helps with Jeopardy because my mom and my stepdad do trivia every Wednesday night. And they've actually gotten quite a few answers correct from in the trivia from just watching Wildcrats.
Oh, checks out.
So you should should absolutely watch.
If let's put it this way, if my kids are interested in it,
your oldest,
I'll watch it.
Your oldest will love it. I guarantee. Well, we'll see. If she's big into animals,
what streaming service can you find it on?
HBO Max.
We don't have Max.
You can also watch it on YouTube. So they don't have the full episode, but they have like snippets of like various episodes that they group into like all oceans or all safari or whatever. So you can watch different little snippets for that.
So you had discussed something with me before we started doing this podcast today.
Yep.
We actually have new countries that are listeners for us.
Yeah, we do. Super excited about it. We have officially transitioned into more international waters.
Yeah, absolutely. So instead of just Germany, Belgium, and Russia, we now have added...
India,
Singapore, and Hong Kong.
Yep, sure have.
Yeah.
We've got two or three listeners in Singapore, two or three in India, and one or two in Hong Kong.
Yeah, one or two in Hong Kong.
Which is really cool. So for you guys in other countries that are listening to us, we greatly appreciate you guys listening in to our content. We hope you enjoy it. And whatever episode you listen to, please go back and listen to the other ones because we think we make some good stuff.
And actually, I think one of them was already listening to like five or six of our episodes.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, so the ones in Germany, Russia.
Well, I know the one in Belgium and Germany, they have six.
Correct.
Russia, I think, listened to five of them so far.
Yep.
And then these ones are
relatively new.
Relatively new.
Yeah, they listened to our most recent one. They listened to our last one.
Yes.
So, which is really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely like outstanding, and just a little piece of useless knowledge for you. If anybody ever, and you can Google it and fact check me if you want, but I already did, that's why I already know. If you want to go to one of the most safest cities in the world, go to Singapore.
Singapore, it is. I learned this today.
I Googled it because I was an. You want to know how I came to Google that?
I would love to know. Yeah. All right. So I would love to know.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So
you were going to tell me anyway.
Yeah, fair. So anyway, I'm a big, huge fan of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Sure.
Love them. Absolutely love them. I love the Caribbean. I love pirate culture from the Caribbean in the 1700s, yada, yada, yada. Anyway. One of them, they're talking about Singapore, yada, yada, but you never hear about Singapore anymore. Mm-mm. You don't hear about it in the news. You never hear about it in anything. So I Googled it. I was just like, huh? I was like, what is, I just started just randomly Googling Singapore, history of Singapore. And then of course I was Googling safest areas, safest cities in the world. And Singapore was number one. You so much as spit on the sidewalk of Singapore, there's going to be police officers that come over there and literally beat your ass. So, and it's funny to me that happens because you watch the news around here. And now, mind you, the media and the news, they make all police officers look like they're terrible people.
Yeah, they're all bad guys.
They're all terrible people. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just, I mean, they're just the scapegoats right now.
Absolutely.
You hear all these stories, oh, well, if this doesn't happen, I'm leaving the country. By all means, go to another country. Because I'll tell you what, you go to, like, Singapore, you're going to think that police officers here in the United States are like Barney the dinosaur compared to what they've got. Because you so much, if a police officer catches you spitting on the sidewalk over there, they legit beat your ass and throw you in jail.
We live in Mayberry in the United States.
Oh, the United States is straight up Mayberry compared to that? Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to have Andy Griffith sitting there here in the States. Andy Griffith, now, Brian, that ain't too neighborly of you. You need to go ahead and tell that person you're sorry. Okay. Now I'll tell you what.
I tell you what.
And then you got, you know, his partner, you know, Barney Fife. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you too. You need to go ahead and tell that person that you're going to pay for the groceries for the next month.
Oh, brings me back to Mayberry. That's awesome. I love it. That's fantastic.
Now, I'll tell you what, there, Brian. I think rednecks are funny, especially trailer trash.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're fucking hilarious.
Especially southern, like country bumpkin trailer trash.
Yeah, especially when you get into, like, if they're giving you the hard H in a word.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, you know you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then that's funny shit. No, it's funny because it's, you know, rednecks always have the best fucking threatened lines too.
Oh, they do. They you do. Know More I mean? Than just I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, like what's one? Yeah, I swear to God, if you're ever driving along and you see me out in the woods with the bear, you better come out there and help the bear. That's right. Or like if you're driving with like some Asian dude in the car with you, you know, and you pull over to fight a fucking redneck.
Yeah.
He's like, you better get back in your car and you better apologize. What are you looking at there, Miyagi? You better get back in the car too before I swell your eyes shut the rest of the way.
That is accurate. God, that is accurate. That's hilarious.
That's right. If you're ever on the phone with God and I fucking call, you better switch over to see whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, God, I tell you what, man. Yeah, rednecks, dude. They got some words.
We got. Yeah, they do.
They do.
They make life very interesting for us.
They do.
So we are going to cut this episode for today.
That's right.
We've got a couple. Well, before we go, I'm sorry. Before we go, we do have, I'm sure, hopefully, we have a couple of dad jokes.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to do we got to end it with the dad jokes.
Yeah, we can't not end it with the dad jokes. I've got quite a few. We'll see what Landon's got first, because I did my two last time first.
No, nope, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yep.
Okay. all right. Number one. How do you stop deaf people from fighting?
How do I stop deaf?
Deaf. I can't hear.
Like, can't
deaf
hear?
People from fighting.
I don't know what.
Turn the lights off. They sign. Turn the lights off.
That was good. That was good.
Let's see. What does a robot do after sex?
Shines.
He nuts and bolts.
I've got one for you. So a guy calls a swimming pool company and says, I got a leak in my pool.
Yeah?
The man that answered the phone says, well, go ahead.
Wait, what? Read that to me one more time.
You dumbass.
I know,
so
I'm clear.
A guy calls a swimming pool company.
Yeah.
And says, I got a leak in my pool.
Oh, well, go ahead.
The man says, well, go ahead.
Okay, I got it. Sorry, I'm a little slow with that one. My bad.
All right.
That's a good one.
Okay, so you had two. Here's my second.
Yep.
Gonorrhea would have been a great name for diarrhea medicine.
You've already given me that one.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you most certainly did.
When?
It was like two or three episodes ago.
No.
I swear to God.
Did I?
Swear to fucking God, bro.
I just forgot to mark it off.
You most certainly did. Because I've heard that one before from you. Okay. From you specifically. Give me another one. Come on.
When two people have sex, it's a twosome.
You've already given me this one, too.
Fuck.
That was like two or three episodes ago, too. Those were the together.
I don't even fucking remember anything.
Obviously not.
I guess I didn't delete those.
God, you're a fuck. Way to ruin this part of the episode.
Hey, you know what?
Do I need to save it?
Nope.
I'm going to save it.
It is what it is.
I'm going to save it. If you
My in-laws anyone. Are mimes.
Yeah?
They do unspeakable things whenever they visit.
That's fucking horrendous. That's absolutely fucking horrible. That is probably the worst dad joke we've had on this show so far. Yeah, and I realize it's a bad
dad
joke.
But dad jokes are supposed to be bad.
I'm clear, but that was horrible. My God. My God. All right, hold on. Now, we've done two. I got to do a third one. That one's horrible. That one was bad. I got to end this properly.
Oh, fuck you.
So here's one for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
Yeah, you do, because they can't see it. I get it. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Maybe I didn't end it well.
That was fucking terrible. Anyway, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember to go ahead and get onto our Facebook page and leave us a 5-star rating. If you do, you have the potential of winning a free t-shirt.
Oh, speaking of free t-shirts, we've got our design made.
Absolutely. I already know this design's made.
I know. I know. I'm just saying it's made. It's finalized. We're going to get shirts printed off and sent out.
Yeah,
we've already got one person.
And she will be, it is a she, and she will be posting on our Facebook page what they look like here soon.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
See you next week, people. Deuces. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.